any action against pirates from the Puntland authorities is more than welcome. Puntland, unfortunately, has a pretty checkered history in dealing with piracy, but they seem to be becoming very proactive. They reformed the Puntland Marine Police Force, and I believe they were involved in the arrests. They're far more proactive than they were certainly this time last year, and I would imagine the international shipping industry welcomes that.
In particular, they've arrested suspected pirate Mohammed Hassan, who's known as Darfur, apparently a well-known pirate. Can you tell us anything more about this figure?
As far as I'm aware, he and another pirate called Ulux, who was also arrested at the same time, were involved in the hijacking of the MT Royal Grace earlier this year, March the 4th. And that's a Panamanian-flagged UAE-owned vessel, a rather large tanker, and they were responsible for hijacking of that craft, and that's still in pirate hands at the moment. It was on its maiden voyage as well, so it wasn't exactly a great trip for the owners.
So do you expect this latest action taken by the Puntland authorities to significantly affect the pirate networks and organisation in Puntland and the rest of Somalia?
In the long term, no. I think, in our experience, certainly the more successful pirates are viewed as lucky charms, as totems by younger pirates entering the business. There's a case involving a very well-known pirate called Garad, who was arrested by Iranian authorities in April when he was on board a Chinese vessel. The Iranian Navy boarded the vessel and arrested a group of pirates, and he was one of them. And he was along as a lucky charm, as far as the other pirates were concerned. They thought they'd get a great vessel and great payout. And unfortunately for them, they were all arrested. Generally, if you can raise $100 to buy an AK-47, you can become a pirate. And it's a very, very low-risk game for most of these guys in terms of the potential rewards they can get. $7 million for a hijacking versus being returned to shore by a naval force who are unable to prosecute them. It's kind of a no-brainer, really. I think it's not going to have a massive impact on the piracy situation as it stands at the moment. What is having a big impact is the international naval forces. I think in conjunction with merchant shipping using best management practice, which are guidelines laid down for anti-piracy, more uptake of private armed guards, there's been a significant fall-off in successful pirate attacks in the region in the last 6 months, which is good news.